Yeah, they are, really, really good defense across the board. I mean, front seven is talented. They know their scheme really well. They fit the run extremely well. They pass rush, like you mentioned, really well. They pass rush with four well. They've got a good pressure package. So we've certainly got our work cut out for us. But like every other week, it comes down to us being on top of our details, making sure that we're on top of our game plan and understand our rules going against some of the things that they do.
They are one of the top blitzing teams in the league, but how much does it help you guys to have versatile players like Devontae, like Tevin, that can get those quick passes, when that's happening?
For sure, our crew on the offensive side of the ball helps for sure. We've got a lot of good players at different positions, which puts us, a stress on a defense. We're able to get the ball out quickly to some of those guys. We've got good playmakers in space, so that's something that defenses have to account for every week.
On that front, what are the stresses on you to keep everybody on the offense happy? You've got so many.
I don't worry about that. We've got a really good group of team first guys that want to win, guys that understand that, the ball throughout the year, and I really believe this, it's going to find different guys at different times. When the matchup calls for it, certain people are going to step up and have big games. Last week, Mohamed Sanu had a bunch of really good opportunities for us, and I thought played really well. The week before that, Julio had a number of targets. So to me, the ball's going to find everybody throughout the year, and I think Sark's done a nice job of finding our matchups and going after them.
Well, in Tevin's case specifically, what is his personality as far as, you come from college, you're the man, and here you're one of many pieces. What's his personality in dealing with that sort of thing?
Well, I think he's got a lot of people to talk to about that have gone through that experience, because that's the case for a lot of the guys, in this league. I mean, they're such good players in college, and when you come, you're just surrounded by, top-notch players at their respective programs. But he's been great. I mean, he works really hard day in and day out. He understands that he's going to get his opportunities. You never know when they're going to come. Last week, I mean, his run, I think it was a 50-yard-plus run in the fourth quarter, was pivotal or huge for us. I think he understands that we've got two really good backs. Both those guys are going to get touches throughout the game, and both are going to have opportunities to make big plays.
Matt, I know you talked about them bringing pressure, and they brought pressure in the past, but they've also been aggressive, and you've been able to hit some big plays on them. Do you kind of see maybe those opportunities still there, and can you feed off of what you did last week with Julio?
Well, I think, for sure there'll be opportunities, like in every game. You're going to have a couple opportunities throughout the game. When they present themselves, you've got to be opportunistic. You got to hit them. And that'll be the case against Carolina as well. If we do, and when we do get our chances, you've got to make the plays. And so that's what we're working on all week, to find our opportunities, to find the schemes that are going to help us get those chances. And hopefully we can put together a really good week so that we're prepared for Sunday.
And I know it's different characters, different elements and stuff like that. Does it still amaze you that Julio put up 300 yards on this guy?
Nothing that Julio does ceases to amaze me. I mean, he's unbelievable. Just so talented. And when you see him day to day, the production on Sundays doesn't surprise you at all.
What about their three linebackers stand out to you?
Well, they're all athletic. I mean, you look at all three of them, Thomas Davis, Shaq, and Luke, and all those guys can run. Their ability to go sideline to sideline is probably as good three-player tandem as there is in the league. They all understand their scheme really well. They're very good in terms of understanding where their issues are defensively, and knowing that and playing accordingly. I think they're all very good tacklers. When they get their opportunities, they tackle really, really well. It's a good challenge for us, for our guys in the run game, blocking those guys, making sure we get hats on hats and bodies on bodies in the run game for us to make sure we can get that going.
Their secondary kind of got baptized by fire last year with young guys like Worley and Bradbury. Have you seen the growth now?
For sure. I think first time seeing those guys was, I can't remember, early week four or something like that last year. Those guys have come a long way. I think they're playing really good. They understand their scheme a lot better from what it appears on film. They're very comfortable in what they're doing in terms of their coverages. I thought when we played them, they were both athletic guys, both good ball skill guys, and you know, that they would continue to improve, and they have.
Is there any way to explain the trends between these two teams, other than just the divisional play and the game related goals? There was a point where you guys won 5 in a row, they won 5 or 6, and now you guys won the last 3. Easy way to explain it?
No. You know, throughout my career, I mean, these have always been tough ones. Carolina's been a good organization for the 10 years that I've been in the league. Early on, you know, it was a different team with John Fox as the head coach, but they were tough and consistent. And really, they've taken on that same mindset with Ron and, you know, his coaching staff. They're tough. They play hard week in and week out, and they're very disciplined in what they do.
Is there a different mindset now? Well,
yeah, I think, you know, you understand that you're going to know your opponents probably a little bit better. They're going to know you a little bit better. But our preparation has to be the same week in and week out. We've got to give it everything we've got, regardless of the opponent, every week that we do it. And I think as an organization, we've done a good job with that mindset.
Matt, when things aren't going your way, how conscious are you of that everybody's eyes are on you in the huddle or on the sideline and having to keep that even keel at all times?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of playing this position, you know. There's going to be times in games where you make some big plays, and there's going to be some times where you make some mistakes. But part of being a leader is to just, you know, keep instilling confidence in the people around you that you're going to go out there and we're going to make plays as a unit, and that's what I've always tried to do.